Welcome to Hot Takes, when we take hot topics and debate them with a hint of comedy. In today's episode, we will be debating whether top or bottom book is better. Without further ado, let's get on with the show.
The sheets are a lot easier. I think you have a lot more space, and it's a lot easier to like just get all your stuff. Like, you don't have to have it all cramped in one area. That I think that's a lot harder with the top bunks.
While that is a good argument, I would say Noam is right. We do have kind of more, for the people who like it more, you have a little bit more confinement, and yeah, also you can't roll off the bed. You also have more privacy.
That's what
you mean. You do have more privacy because it's harder for someone to look down at your bunk.
Yeah.
They have to actually get up on the part of the bottom bunk to see the top.
I know what you're saying. I agree with that, but I guess it's just my personal opinion. I like the bottom bunks a lot more, and it's also really like easy to like access. Like, you don't need to keep climbing a ladder like up and down and up and down.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think that's a bit too easy to access. That means that like people may tamper with your stuff because it's right next to everything.
You also get more exercise if you're on the top.
Climbing up and down the ladder.
When you wake
now
up,
I'm
go
super
down the
strong.
Ladder. When you go up, when you wake, when you have to go to bed, up the ladder. Easy. When you have to go to the bathroom, down.
Yeah,
to the bathroom,
but
up.
I do agree with Isaac. That is a bit annoying. Let's say if I need to go to the bathroom or something in the middle of the night, or just if I'm tired or something, climbing up the ladder, going down, because but still, I think that the like the stuff about the top bunk, like, it's better because not only that, like you get your own private space.
I think you also get that with bottom bunks. I understand, like, not as much. Like, I guess you can, like, see people, like, on bottom bunks, like, next to you. Like, I get that, but I still think it's, like, a lot easier to access, and, like, assuming no one's, like a bit of a, like a jerk or something, I think you're fine with that, so.
That's a nice argument there, but if you're on the bottom bunk and someone has loose sheets, like me, because I have just a sheet that doesn't have elastics for some reason. So right now, my sheets aren't really on the bed. They're kind of off it. They're loose. If you're on the bottom, the sheets would drape over.
But like on laundry day, like, you have to, when you get like new sheets, you have to take them off. You have to keep going up and down the ladder just to put them on.
That
like,
was so annoying on laundry day.
Yeah, that I find.
We have another guest, Finn.
Hello.
He just came here. Now he's part of this podcast, I guess.
I am.
Hey, Finn.
I always was.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I was meant to be here.
He was. So you're just joining in, so you probably don't know our argument.
That's correct. I actually do.
You do?
I'm telepathic.
Wow. So top or bottom bunk? That's kind of what we're discussing.
Well, I think, personally, I think the answer is clear. Bottom bunk is far superior.
Now, exactly.
Now, a common human fear, in fact, one that's instilled in the human genome, is acrophobia, or, for those who don't know, the fear of heights. But acrophobia is the fear of heights, and it's something that literally comes with our genetic buildup. We are scared of high places. So, why would you logically choose a higher place, like a place with serious elevation versus that nice clean ground level?
There's some very scientific words in that.
There are.
And as someone being with you in that argument, I personally agree with your statement.
The fear of heights is a valid argument for some people. I mean, not everyone has a fear of heights.
What?
For example, I'm not scared of just going a few feet off the ground.
Genetic failure.
Maybe, but that means a lot of other people have genetic failure too.
Yeah, massive problem actually.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah, but.
So what is the current argument for top bunks?
It's more exercise. You have a more private
exercise,
space.
Exercise, really.
You can easily access the top of the storage drawers that we have.
Nah. Well, storage drawers. Well, storage drawers with the average height of about 3. Yeah, 3. I think it's 3 feet. The average height of a storage drawer is 3 feet. It's at the literal optimum elevation.
I think we have a 6'3" man speaking, so I don't think we can agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. Right. As well. All right. All right.
I mean, as well as that.
Getting a little personal there, Isaac.
As well as that.
As someone being 5 foot, I personally get bullied a lot. So I have to say, no.
No. Really.
Yeah, well, you're 5 foot. I'm less than 5 foot, so you can't be making...
I think this argument's getting a little too personal here.
Let's move off the subject.
All right. Top bunk, more privacy. Bottom bunk, less privacy.
Obviously.
Top bunk, easier access to top of storage for short people.
What about the rest of us?
The rest of us?
The rest of the 6'3", 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Excellent argument.
So many of them out there.
So is there? Do you have any valid point for what? Like any serious, like a cemented point as to why top bunks are superior?
Top bunks are superior because they're superior. They're on the top. It's in the name. It's top. Top bunks are on top.
Norm, I'd like to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Because I think you've been quite quiet. I think Avi's doing a lot of the talking for you here.
Yeah, actually. Norm, come on. Come on, Norm.
Save my point.
Stop putting me on the spot. I think that the top bunk is better because, like, you get, like, your own private space. And I feel like
it's all biased anyway. I feel like the whole thing is biased because we all stand up for our respective bunks. Actually, I have two bunks. I'm special.
He does
special.
Indeed. He's a special boy. Does that mean you sleep on the middle bunk?
I sleep on the middle bunk. Actually, I sleep hanging upside down for my legs, but we have to talk about that.
he's a bat when he sleeps, you know.
Anyways, moving
he's
on.
He's a bat.
No, let's continue to hear.
Yeah,
your
Noam, come on.
Come on.
Oh yeah, also another point I made was that none of those pesticide sheets can go over your area. They can't trap all the heat in. I think that it's pretty clear to see that Finn has made the bottom bunk argument pretty clear.
I think I've done some of it though. I think not really.
Isaac has not done.
Hey, I agree with Noam. Isaac has not done much of anything.
Shekets bevakasha.
Stop your ba. All
right. Yeah. So, I think obviously the clear winner has emerged. Throughout all your pathetic squabbling, bottom bunks. Bottom bunks are far superior.
No, you're making the point of middle bunk, actually.
I quite agree with Phineas.
Trick question. It was middle bunk.
I think middle bunk wins, top bunk, mid, bottom bunk, mid. Middle bunk is the best.
True.
Yeah. But it's honestly all up to your personal opinion.
I disagree.
Because this is my first time at camp. I've only been on the top bunk.
See, that's the thing. You say it's up to your personal opinion.
But I've been on bottom bunks before. They're mid.
Not at Camp Ramah. Bottom bunks at Camp Ramah are special.
No, they're not. My opinion is objective. Your opinions
Finn is
are
a
subjective.
Very smart man.
He is a very smart man.
My opinions are objective.
The bottom bunks here said is pretty persuasive, and I still am not 100% sure that I want the bottom bunk. I still would rather the top bunk, but I've never tried nor the bottom bunk or the middle bunk.
Middle bunk is very difficult to acquire.
You have to be a very special person to be able to get in the middle
bunk.
Yeah,
that's why you have not been in the middle bunk.
Very true.
Yeah. We don't insult people on the show.
Compelling arguments from all sides, but it's really just up to your own personal opinion. But thank you all for joining us on this show. And this has been Hot Takes. Thank you for listening.